You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
We in here, man. Holidays, weekends. I'm trying to take over.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best friends in DMV.
What's going on, everyone? It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We back with another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. I apologize for the delay. You know, I've been getting out at least one a week. Then I bumped it up to two last week. So I've been a little under the weather. I've been busy. But that's no excuse. We still here. We back at it. You know, I gotta bring the info and the inspiration to the community and the awareness. You know, that's what I'm here for. So with that being said, let's get to it, man. So today's episode, we're going to be talking about Disney and this new ballerina movie coming out. I can't even remember what the movie's called, but I've seen a lot of previews for it. There's a lot of controversy. A lot of arguments online, so, you know, I got to give my take, and, you know, so bear with me and my voice. I got my tea in the cup today instead of my sparkling water. Yep, you know I'm bougie, so I'm going to go ahead and hit that before I get into it, so. All right, let's, if you watch it on YouTube, you'll see the video. If you're watching on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you'll just hear the audio, all right? So I'm just going to play it real quick. It's not long, but here we go. Let's do it. All right. So a quick clip. You know, nothing crazy. So let's go ahead. I'm going to get my two cents on it. So the movie's pretty much about an overweight ballerina. I don't know the plot or anything about that, but if you really think about it, Disney appeals to kids, younger children, and I just feel like with the kids seeing an overweight ballerina, we're influencing the next generation to be unhealthy. We're influencing the next generation to be obese, and because let's be real, like. The top ballerinas and even gymnasts, they're in insane shape. Like the work that goes in that these women do is ridiculous. I mean, they start at an early age. Look at the Olympics. You know, Simone Biles and you know the other young ladies that have perfected their craft. They put in years of work, decades of work, and that usually does not come with obesity. That comes with a level of discipline, and I'm sure those ladies have some type of diet regimen. So it's not realistic, you know. And when these kids, you know, let's say kids do believe that they can be an overweight ballerina, they think they can, you know, be quote unquote out of shape or not have the look. When they lose, they're gonna blame it on the fact that they're overweight, or they're oppressed, or they don't look that type of way. That's going to be their excuse for not being successful. So I'm just not I'm not a fan of this. And if they wanted to promote obesity, I don't think it should have been as a ballerina or a gymnast. So that's going to affect the mindset. So people are these kids are going to think it's okay. These kids are going to accept that they're overweight. They're gonna accept that they're obese, and they're not gonna believe that they can do anything about it. You know, like I've been a trainer for 5.5, almost 6 years, and this thing is all comes down to science. It's habits, but it's literally science, like caloric deficit. Move more, eat less. That's it. And it's a simple concept, but people don't understand that. They believe it's genetics. They believe there's nothing they can do about it. And I just feel like this movie's going to further push that agenda. And I'm not a fan of it. I'm not. Something like this is also going to push lazy culture. Not only are people have it made up in their mind that they can't do anything about it, they're not even going to be motivated to do something about it. They, along with accepting it, is lack of motivation, lack of sense of urgency to get up and change your body, do something about it, make yourself healthier. Like I said, I'm just not a fan, and the people that are lazy, they don't get this shit done. The people that get past the laziness, they get the transformation. They reach those goals. And come on, bro. Like, being a ballerina, you can't be lazy. You can, any sport, you can't be lazy and get that done. And again, I don't know the plot, but I'm sure she's gonna win in the movie. It's a kids movie, so she's gonna end up, you know, probably winning a competition or something. Just taking a guess. And again, I'm just not a fan of it. I feel like this movie's also going to push the instant gratification culture, because you already teaching the kids that like, you don't have to work hard to be in this sport. You can do this sport and be overweight. So kids are going to expect trophies. They're going to expect awards. And again, when they don't get that, they're going to blame their weight. They're going to blame being overweight for this. So it's just very, very detrimental. And then I mentioned on a podcast a couple weeks ago, 42% of the country is overweight, 300,000 deaths per year. And, you know, this number is going up. The country's getting fatter and fatter, you know, and I ain't with that shit. I'm being honest though, man, for real. Just it's very sad. It's very sad. And me being a trainer, and you know, this is the only career I've ever had, I've seen how, like, I can change people's lives and change their mindsets, and it's really a blessing. Like, I feel like that's my calling. I feel like that's my purpose. So I'm very passionate about it, and I make these videos. Like, if I touch one person, if 100 people watch this video and I touch one person, like, I did my job. Like, you ain't gotta agree with it. If you don't agree with it, you can keep scrolling. You ain't gotta watch this shit. Like, keep fucking scrolling. Live your life, you know. But at the end of the day, if you see it and you don't agree with it, you're gonna know. You're gonna have the info that, hey, I'm not healthy and I'm choosing not to be healthy. So that's on you. I'm trying to help people avoid, you know, health issues, pass down certain genetics to the next generation. So also, this is promoting excuse culture. Everybody got an excuse why they can't lose the weight. And again, this excuse just is going to trickle down to kids, to where they're just going to be like, hey, this is the way I am. You know, my mom was like this, my dad was like this, my grandparents like this. But I have so many clients that have overweight relatives, and they're like the fit one in the family. Shit, I got overweight relatives. Like, shit, a couple months ago, I was kicking it, you know, with my father's side of the family, bro. All my aunts and uncles is overweight, bro. Like, you know, and you know, thankfully, my dad, he, you know, he goes to the gym, he does what he can, he keep himself, and he ain't overweight, but he ain't what he used to be in his 20s, but he's you know, he's maintaining. And I'm not sure if y'all seen my mom. I'm going to show y'all my mom on one of these podcasts. My mom is probably in the top 1% of her age group, because, you know, she's in there four or five times a week getting it at 56 years old. And my mom was overweight at one point. And, you know, I remember when I was a kid, my mom was taking me to basketball games. She was working, single mom. She was overweight, but my mom, she figured that shit out. And she's still rolling till this day. So, it's you know, something can be done, but some people just need that spark. And I'm that guy. I'm that spark. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, man, I'm really not with that shit, bro. So, we're going to get into the comments. I'm just going to play the video one more time just so y'all can get another visual. for my people watching it. So it's a 9-second clip. So if you're listening, just bear with me. So here it goes one more time. She knowing the moves though. She, you know, don't. I ain't say the big girls can't move. You know what I'm saying? She doing the moves, but, you know, realistically, I don't know how far that would go in real life. Cause I just haven't seen a successful ballerina. That size, or you know what I'm saying? Just being real, I haven't seen it. I'm not saying it ain't been done, but I haven't seen it. Let alone any other sport, I haven't seen too many obese people. You know, at the top of their craft, it's just not realistic. So, and I mean, like even when I was a kid, it was some fat kids that was nice in basketball when I was playing growing up. They was nice, you know, like 9-10. But when we hit like 12, 13, 14 and under, them fat boys fell off. I'm just being honest. Like nothing against it. I'm just being real, you know. So let's take a look at the comments, man. Let's see if the people agree with me or if they disagree with me, because you know, a lot of times people disagree with me, and I'm the bad guy. So let's pull up the first set of comments. So Frey_Z, this isn't promoting child obesity. The character is actively exercising and trying to better herself. The message is that it doesn't matter what you look like or how you feel when you start. You just have to work hard and keep going. Okay. So. Obviously, I disagree with this comment. And again, I don't know the plot of the movie, but I guarantee the movie has nothing to do with the child actively exercising and trying to better herself. I mean, look, y'all can be with the positive message shit, but let's be real, like. This acceptance is just not realistic, especially when it comes to sports. Especially like ballerina, like this, it's a lot of training, practice, repetition that goes into it. And like again, I just haven't seen a ballerina overweight that's been successful. And I could be wrong, you know what I mean? Y'all come in the comments and let me know, but I just haven't seen it. Disney released their first plus size character that isn't a villain. Hey, it is what it is. Lizzie Grandex, what about Baymax? I think Baymax is from Hero. What is it? Zero Six. Big Hero Six. That's what it is, and that's one of my favorite movies. But Baymax is a fictional character, so I don't think that's so much promoting obesity. Cameron Boom, I hate this generation. Yo, for real, the generation's getting softer and softer. We can't keep it real with people, and hey, I'm here to keep it real. This shit is cringe. Yes, I agree. This shit is very cringe. All right, let's take a look at the next set of comments. This is just unrealistic. Facts. That's the first thing I said on the podcast. It's not realistic, bro. Like basketball, gymnastics, swimming, just any high level, ice skating, any high level sport that you see on TV, they're not overweight. They're not. It's just, I mean, come on, let's be real. What about my man Pumbaa? Again, fictional character. An animal that can talk, fictional character. So I don't think that is necessarily promoting obesity. Let's take a look at another comment. To the people saying it doesn't promote obesity, in your mind, it doesn't. Because you can see, oh yeah, she is at least trying. But a kid's brain just doesn't work like this. Kids will see so many obese people around them, maybe their friends, teachers, or even parents, which are role models for kids, and now it is even pushed as a virtual character they might aspire to be. If a kid sees something that often, it will just accept it as a normal from a young age. Obesity shouldn't be normalized. It should be recognized and be fought against. We can't encourage bad health to kids because if one day they'll get fat, they won't have the motivation to better themselves because they will think it is a big deal. It isn't a big deal because everyone portrays fat as being fine, brave, and beautiful. Couldn't have said that any better. That's pretty much everything I just hit on. It's going to be accepted, and kids are going to feel like they can't do anything about it, and it's perfectly fine. whole time, you 20-something years old with clogged arteries. Bro, one of my clients, he's 31. He has a little brother that's 18. And his brother is in the hospital, like, in the hospital with I think it's diabetes, but whatever he's in the hospital with, it's from being obese. And he's like 18 years old. It's ridiculous, bro. A mom just hit me last week. She has a 15-year-old and he's 400 pounds. And she wants him to come work out. And I mean, that's ridiculous at 15 years old. And you know, like if you have a problem with that, that's on you. And like I said, it comes down to habits. You go the whole week, you ate Twinkies, you ate Pop-Tarts, you ate pizza, you ate fried chicken, you drank soda. You're doing that every week. And you want to blame genetics. That's idiotic. Idiotic. So we got to evaluate habits. And we got to teach people that you know, that this stuff can change. Like, we can do something about it. And, you know, that's my main goal. I'm here to help. And real talk, I haven't been going hard enough. You know, I've been real nice on the episodes. I promise y'all, this is my last episode. I'm being nice. Real talk. Like, I'm going there. Because I don't care. And when I go hard, I affect people the most, you know, to keep it real. So, again, man, another episode, Less Munches, More Crunches podcast. I apologize about my voice, but I got to keep this thing rolling, man. I can't keep too much time in between episodes. You know, as you can see, the community needs me, man. We gotta get it going, brother. The community needs me, dog. I'm trying to save lives. So appreciate y'all tuning in. If it's your first time watching, like, comment, subscribe. Hit that subscribe button, please. Follow me on my social media. I'm going to plug that in the description. And, you know, cop some gear, man. Look, I got the, you know what I'm saying, cop them. You see the pants. You feel me? Less Munches, More Crunches, support the movement. Cop a sweatsuit. And, you know, I really appreciate y'all. If you have any suggestions, don't hesitate. Shoot me a DM. Write something in the comments. Want to send me a video you think I can, you know, react to that'll be entertaining, funny, educational. And, you know, I'm going to get it done. So, and I'm going to try to roll these episodes out rapidly, you know, as frequently as I can. So, another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. I see y'all on the next one. We out.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best friends in D&D.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.